Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us for episode 6 of our monthly GSS Jamaica Industry Hour podcast. I'm Marjorie Straw, Program Director for the Global Services Sector Project, and today we're focusing on the topic Careers Unlocked, equipping secondary students to excel in the GSS. The GSS project has implemented a high school immersion bootcamp. And today we explore how this initiative is preparing students for the GSS industry and by extension, the world of work. Joining me in the discussion today are my special guests, Ricardo Allen and Conrad Valentine. Ricardo Allen is the CEO and founder of 1&1 Educational Services Limited, a Jamaican-based company that pioneered the development and subsequent launch of the award-winning My Locker e-learning platform. Over 2 million Caribbean high school students are able to complete their high school courses on any internet-enabled device. The concept of 1&1 is to inspire students to learn through mentorship, innovation, and quality lessons that are delivered in a personalized environment. The GSS High School Immersion Bootcamp is being executed by 1&1 in partnership with the GSS project. Also present is Conrad Valentine, currently the Senior Education Officer in the Technical Vocational Unit at the Ministry of Education and Youth. He also serves as a liaison of the ministry to the GSS project. In his role, he provides support for the ministry's policy, priorities, including bridging the digital divide, child and youth development, lifelong learning, quality education and training, amongst others. Thank you both for joining us and welcome. You know,
Thanks for having us.
You know, the McKinsey Global Institute found that the COVID-19 pandemic had accelerated global digital transformation by 7 years. And even the World Economic Forum forecasts that some 85 million jobs will be lost to automation, but another 97 million will be created to support incoming technology, making this digital shift a net positive in terms of job creation. With new and emerging job opportunities comes demand for new skills. Countries and businesses globally have started the process of retaining and upskilling their workforce to respond to these demands. Very important to the process is ensuring the new cadre of individuals graduating from training institutions have these required skills in the demand needed by the industries to guarantee direct entry and full-time employment. And as you both are aware, the GSS Bootcamp initiative is geared towards enhancing work readiness of students entering the world of work. And this was one of the main reasons why it was implemented. And the Jamaica global services sector, being one of the fastest employing sectors in Jamaica, has a consistent need. It actually needs continuous skills to support and respond to the global demands. This is an industry that can employ some 800 to 1,000 workers every month if the requisite skills are there. And so recognizing that this demand is there, the GSS project collaborated with the Ministry of Education as well as with 1&1 to support secondary schools in being ready to respond to this demand. So let me ask you, Conrad, to start off our discussions. share with our audience, why was the Ministry of Education so supportive of this initiative? And where does the Ministry of Education see the role of digital skills in supporting a stronger workforce?
Oh, thanks. Very good question, Maji. The Ministry of Education is very responsive to what is happening in the global service sector. Given that it's, as was established, is one of the fastest growing employment creation in the country. And because of that, a responsive education system would be responding to these changes that is taking place in the country. So the Ministry of Education is delighted to come on board to support the GSS because our students are transitioning from the secondary system into the world of work. And for them to be able to function in the world of work, we need to expose them during education to the requisite skills and competence that they need to survive in the world of work. So, and that was one of the main reasons why we decided that we would support the GSS. A lot of our students are entering into the world of work, are entering into the sector, and we expect that those students will function amicably within the sector because that's what is going to be creating the steady flow of persons. Once we are satisfying the skills gap within the sector, then it creates more opportunity for other persons to transition in the sector. Secondly, we are living in a digital age. And it is critical that the students live with those kind of digital skills that are necessary for them to function. So we are on board. We enhance those systems. We are in support of the project with one-on-one and providing the student with those relevant skills and competence, and especially digital skills, because we are in the digital age. And the students need these skills in order to perform amicably within the world of work.
I totally agree with you, Conrad. I mean, digital skills are not unique to any one sector. Digital skills, regardless of the sector in which one works, is a basic requirement now to function in the world of work. So, Ricardo, share with us, how did one-on-one come up with this concept of Careers Unlocked? And your associated theme, which is well known out there, youth employability skills, yes.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me online, Marjorie. Hello, Conrad. You know, look, you know, for us at one-on-one, we really, really believe in ensuring that the students make a solid transition from high school into the working world. And what we've seen, certainly, Marjorie, is that, you know, a number of students, they leave the fifth form, they have their CXCs, they probably have some City and Guilds exam, you know, but when it comes to it and they need to enter the working world, they may not have a skill that is in demand by the sector, right, or by an employer. And so we've always seen as a necessary step, there needs to be sort of like a bridge that will take a fifth form student or a fourth former, you know, into that world of work, equipping him with the skills that he needs, certainly, in order to function. And so for one-on-one, we see that as more or less a key to unlock that next step in your journey, which is unlocking your career. You know, personally, I started my career at 18 years old. I started at, you know, Sagicor, while, you know, that is in the financial sector. The truth of the matter is that, you know, we have students leaving high school and they're entering the work world and they don't have all the skills that are required. And so, you know, when we kind of partnered up with GSS to make this possible, you know, one of the core things that we looked at was, all right, we're offering a job readiness curriculum. That's great. That's to get everybody ready with some, you know, basic ideas about basic and advanced, quite frankly, about, you know, what you do when you enter that world. What are the do's, the don'ts? What do you learn? What are the etiquettes? What are the best practices? That sort of thing. How do I use technology? I remember when I was going into the working world, I didn't know how to send an email, how to, you know, kind of, because I was used to kind of writing letters and so on. So, you know, how do you address an email to someone? How do you, you know, use Excel, those tools? How can you be functional? And so, you know, what we looked at was that the job readiness curriculum, that was a solid baseline for everyone to do, obviously. All the students are going to complete that. And then on top of that now, we're going to go into our specializations. We're talking about the accounting, the business, talking about industrial technology. That's important now. We're talking about IT, information technology, and all the different facets of IT. But, you know, when we looked at all of that, I mean, these are in-demand careers. These are in-demand skills that the students will need. And we believe that, you know, it's really good to get those students ready and gearing for that. Now, as a high school student, Marjorie, you're hearing careers, you know, you're probably still in the high school mindset and so on. So we needed to make it exciting. And what we mean by exciting is that to a 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old, How do they see this program as something that, boy, I have to do this. I have to get that skill. I have to unlock my career. I have to start now. And I have to say yes to unlocking my career. So, you know, the theme really came about with, obviously, the purpose of it, to ensure that we're equipping these high schoolers with skills that they need to be functional, but also ensuring that the excitement is there as well, where these students actually want to be a part of it, they want to engage, and they want to come online every day and attain a new skill and certification that they can use now to be functional in the workplace.
Thanks, Ricardo. And you made some interesting points, which I think, you know, are important to expand on. So this baseline, this enhanced job readiness curriculum, what was so good about it? It was the firms in the industry who hunkered down, who sat down and developed this curriculum. In other words, they're saying they know what they are looking for. And what we are doing is facilitating that pipeline of skilled workers coming in at the entry level tier by ensuring that our secondary school students are equipped. The other point is that these specialized tracks, I'm going to still ask you, you're not off the hook yet, Ricardo, because I'm going to want you to expand a little bit on the program some more. But a lot of these specialized tracks are supporting our move, the entire move of the country into what we call higher value added segments. So we're talking knowledge process outsourcing. This is where the specialized track in accounting can come into play. A lot of persons don't even understand a technical proposal writing. That's a demand in the industry, right? Finance and business are some of the other areas. So back to you, Ricardo. Let's now peel away the layers and help persons to understand, because all three of us are very excited. I know the buzz has started because we have some almost 4,000 persons registered already in the program. Share with us what are some of the key elements? What can they expect? I understand there's some gamification thrown in there. Help a student to understand why they absolutely have to be a part of this program this time around.
No, man, absolutely, Marjorie. So first of all, let me just say, you know, congratulations to the GSS and all the partners and the firm, because that curriculum is really, really a very solid curriculum that the students will get a lot of value from. The fact that it was created by the firms saying this is what we need, you don't need to hear anything else. As a student looking at that, you're saying, okay, this is what you need. Well, I'm going to prepare for it.
Right.
And it
ends with a certificate from HART NXT too.
There we go.
They're industry certified, you know.
There we go. So, you know, that's quite exciting. Now, from our side, you know, we're all about learning online and, you know, we want to make that exciting as well. Obviously, you know, for a lot of students, this whole online learning thing, you would have been accustomed to it in some way. But the way we want to do it so that you get those skills and those certification that you spoke of, Marjorie, we want to ensure that while you're learning, you don't even know you're learning, right? You're having a lot of fun and you're getting a lot of value. And how we do that, we do it in several ways, right? So number one, we're ensuring that as a student learning on the platform, well, should I say student or young professional? Because
young
that's really what you're,
like
you
that.
Are, right?
Yeah,
so as a young professional, you're learning, you're getting these skills. I mean, we're partnering with some of the largest firms in Jamaica, for example, to deliver the boot camp, for example, for accounting. That's PricewaterhouseCoopers. That's one of the largest accounting firms.
Yes.
For industrial technology, we're partnering with Jamaica Public Service now, right? So we're giving you exposure to everything that is involved in industrial engineering and design. How is power generated? How does that work? What about EV and electronic vehicles? How does that work? All of these things, right? You're hearing from these industry practitioners telling you how to do it. These are some really, really good things. From Microsoft, we have them delivering courses and the bootcamp in IT, right? This is one of the largest IT providers in the world, right? Where else are you going to get this, right? You have Microsoft doing that, and with UTEC. I know you're in high school, but now you're exposed to a university teaching you how to do business, how to build a business, writing those business plans and getting that going. As Marjorie said, technical proposal writing is something big, huge, right? And so we want to get students exposed to that. But as you're doing that, as you're coming to these bootcamp sessions and getting all that knowledge and getting certified, what you're actually doing is also racking up points, right? You're racking up points and badges that you can use. So you're competing with all your friends and so on in high school, and you're racking up your points. We have our leaderboard going. The top three students are getting all these prizes and surprises. We've given away tablets. We've given away so many things, right? We're giving away internships. We're giving away, for example, sessions on how to build up your LinkedIn profile and how to kind of build up your resume and all of those things. We are giving everything that you need as a young professional that you can use to get to that next level, right? So you use your points, you use your badges, and you're really learning and you're really attaining all of these skills. But at the same time, you're getting rewarded for doing that, right? So that's the beauty of that. And then in the end now, what we want to do for students is that we're going to be giving certificates to our students, right? And you're going to have these nice certificates from these, again, industry practitioners. We have HathRUST NTA you're getting certified from. And you can actually use these things to put in front of an employer to say, listen, I have attained this skill and I did it from this particular company and I can get a job because I have that skill. So it's quite exciting what we want to do. One of the things, Marjorie, I'm very excited about for the schools now, students going back to school. Can you imagine, right? You're in September, you're thinking about what I'm going to be doing this semester. You probably play the football, the basketball, probably a little key club. You probably join that. But in addition to that, you can enroll in Careers Unlock to start taking these high-valued skills certification areas in the first semester to attain those skills. So in addition to your regular club that you can get into, we're partnering with all the high schools so that you can actually take one of these courses as well. So all the high schoolers in the country between, I would say, fourth form, fifth form, thereabout, you will have exposure right at the gun go boom, right? Day one, classes start. You'll also be able to do, alongside your CSEC preparation courses and so on, you're also preparing for your career so you can earn a skill to start monetizing from that skill and be job ready. So that in the end, you can actually enter that workforce. As I said to you, Marjorie, personally for me, at the end of CSEC, I was probably about 16, 17, okay? And when I left high school, I left Jamaica College at the time, I landed a job at Pan Caribbean, now Sagicor, right? And I was able to be functional because I was ready. So as far as, you know, understanding and being around business people, learning from them and understanding the do's of doing, so working in an environment like that. Now students have it better because one-on-one and GSS, we're giving them all the preparation work, all the skills that they need to enter these high-valued industries. Accounting, IT, business, and industrial technology. It's going to be amazing. I'm certainly excited.
Well, I mean, Ricardo, just hearing you speak, I mean, although I'm in the program, I think I feel doubly excited. You know, yeah. Thanks for that. And we're not letting you off the hook totally, right. But I just want to switch to Conrad for a minute. Conrad, I mean, we are extending the program into November to accommodate the first semester of school and persons becoming interested. And we are going to tell students who are going back to school, you've heard about the program, go to your principal. Ask them about this Careers Unlock program if you haven't registered yet. How can the school get involved? But what would you say, Conrad, to the parents and students? Why should they take advantage of this initiative? What are the benefits in participating in a program such as the Careers Unlock program?
You know, I have some valid points in the process. First thing, the fact that your industries are involved in the process. So the students are getting the opportunity to interface with industries, large industries that are involved in these processes that allow the students to get first-hand information, first-hand experience. These are activities that will allow the students to build their own experience, build their own resume, and so forth, so that they can, in addition to their club activities there. Secondly, it's at no cost to the students. It's free. Free. I mean,
all right, I think we might have lost Conrad for a minute there, but you know, benefits that I'm hearing. So Again, the GSS project is very big on supporting how we can strengthen your CVs. As Ricardo mentioned, you know, this is something you can state with confidence on your CV, and that will actually get the attention of any employer that you've been trained. When you look at the modules for the enhanced job readiness curriculum, which vary from digital skills to, you know, so many other areas, to, you know, cognitive learning, critical thinking, you know, and then you layer on that your certificates from the specialized track, right away, your CV is going to stand out. I'm glad to see you back, Conrad. Please continue. We lost you there for a second. You were talking through the benefits.
Right. So I'm saying that it was free. Secondly, It's an opportunity for students to get involved in networking. Networking is critical to the process. Not only networking in terms of industry, but in terms of even university. They are going to be transitioning to the university. UTEC, University of Technology, who is a partner within the process, would have given these students an opportunity to liaison with the university persons. In addition to that, these experiences and exposure will help the students to develop their own characters. It helped them to formulate their own, because I know at grade 10 and 11, even though sometimes students may choose particular career, the exposure that it will provide will help them to further solidify those careers opportunities that they are going for. So all of these redound to the benefits of the students and parents. This is also a way to engage your students, your ward, your child, meaningful engagement that in the long run will also help to in their own overall development. And even for the schools to be a part of it, to come on board and support it, is providing an avenue for your own students. And remember, that's the purpose of education, is to make each individual a better person. And this is an opportunity that will help to develop not only the student's character, but also propel them to great characters, propel them to choose career pathways, among other things. So it's a win-win situation. So I want to endorse the program, and I want all parents who are within hearing about this program to get their ward, get their child to be involved in this program also, because it's a win-win situation right across the board.
Thank you, Conrad. I couldn't have said it better, because, you know, an area that I don't think we highlight enough, you know, Ricardo, is the level of networking opportunity. Because as you mentioned, we're bringing industry practitioners, we're bringing UTEC, you know, we're bringing there are 20,000 students who will be on the platform learning. And that alone will allow students, you know, to broaden their networking skills, you know, learn how to speak to industry practitioners, learn what industry practitioners look for, have that real-time interaction with industry practitioners, which as you know, Conrad is suggesting, is only going to help to strengthen their characters in terms of how they themselves, when interviews are conducted, the kinds of questions to ask as well. Because sometimes, you know, our young people are guilty of going into interviews and feeling like they cannot ask any questions. Only the interviewer can ask questions. Actually, let me just say to everyone out there, when you're in an interview, you go with your set of questions, right? And you ask those questions with confidence. So, Ricardo, how do they sign up for the program? Now, walk us through slowly exactly what they need to do to sign up and get on board on this program quickly. What advice would you give to principals who want to get their schools involved as well? And just remind us again, the program goes all the way to November. So what would be the latest time for them to register for this program?
No, absolutely. That's an interesting question, Marjorie. First of all, on the interview side, I never forget, right? I was doing a Rhodes Scholarship interview, or it must have been the Fulbright Scholarship. And the lady was asking a lot of questions. And, you know, one of the things that she asked me, I gave a response, which was not what she expected. But I was able to have a conversation about it. And she was so impressed. I was about 21 at the time, or 22. But she was so impressed about this. And one of the things I learned very early is pretty much to be conversational in interviews. And to be conversational, you have to get that confidence. And to get that confidence, you must either be exposed to it or, you know, you have a lot of conversations, quite frankly. And so one of the things I love about the program, The Careers Unlocked, is, you know, in addition to unlocking all of those other great stuff we spoke about, your tablets, let's say your resume writing seminars, your workshops, this, that, and the other, and the internships, well, you get to actually meet in fireside chats these industry practitioners where you can sit down and ask them anything, right? So just think about you asking, let's say, a Douglas Rain, who was, you know, former chairman, CEO of Grace Kennedy, or just about, let's say, you know, the head of a BPO here or there. You know, you can sit and ask these people questions, right? I mean, you have JPS there, you can sit and ask them questions and so on, and just having those conversations with these executives in these industry-leading organizations. It's amazing. I mean, you have Bruce Scott down, PwC, who is the managing partner of that organization. So you can sit and you can chat with them and have ask questions and get answers. So I think the program is certainly great for networking, right?
And many of those industry players understand they were there too when they just started out. So they're very patient with questions, and they actually, they're very delighted to have that kind of interaction as well with younger persons as well.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I say it to people every day, Marjorie, you know, if I had a chance to meet someone for 15 minutes, right? And just ask them any question, who would it be and what would I ask, right? And now you, as a high schooler, have that opportunity. It's truly amazing. Yeah. Now, in terms of how you register, you know, again, for those who would have kind of started from earlier in the summer, great. You would have been on, you're a part of the 4,000 who are on now. But we're, you know, going into September, we have reopened now registration to students to come on and unlock their careers, right? So for the month of September, you know, limited spaces are available. So, you know, you get in, we're working with the schools, we're working with the principals, we're working with the teachers. We want to get all our fourth and fifth formers on. Once you're above 16 years or older, you can sign up, right? You sign up simply by going to careersunlocked.org. That's careersunlocked.org. And you simply sign up. Now, there's no cost to you, right? All of this is actually sponsored and funded for you. There's no cost for you. I don't like to use the word free because it's so valuable, right? And anything that is so valuable is not really free. But for you, you get all of this value, and it's already paid for, and it's amazing. So you go on to careersunlocked.org, you sign up. Once you sign up, you can begin enrolling in the job readiness curriculum. You will meet with your tutor or your instructor once per week, and you get to engage in self-paced learning as well to rack up those points and so on. You want to complete those, right? Because if you don't complete them, you don't get as much points. You don't get the bigger rewards at the end, right? So you meet with your instructor, you go through your curriculum, and once you have done that, you'll be going through your boot camp. These are the personalized, not just personalized, but the industry-specific training now for your accounting, your IT, your business, and your industrial technology. As I mentioned, those are led by industry players such as the JPS, the PwC, UTech, and the Microsoft. They are the ones who are actually doing these trainings. You're going to be getting certifications from these institutions as well, so that you can use that, and the currency of that is just amazing, right? So you get on there, careersunlocked.org. You get on there early in September. You register. School opens September 5th, right? Some persons are coming in after. I can tell you the rush will come. So you want to get on there the first week or two in September. Secure your spot so you can unlock your careers, right? I was actually going to rhyme and say secure your spot so you can be careers unlocked, but I won't go there, right? But you get on there, you register, you start learning so that you can get that certificate that you can use to secure your career.
Right. Thank you so much, Ricardo. All right. I'm checking if we have any questions for our panelists. Any questions? Our producers are. Oh, here's one. Okay. Will I be able to get a job in the industry after completing the boot camp? All right.
You want to take that, or you want me to take it?
Let me take it. Yeah. What this bootcamp is going to do for you is going to increase your chances. It's going to increase the probability of you being considered for a job. Of course, we can't guarantee through an interview process whether you'll be selected, but we always point out that the interview process is also a learning experience. We've all gone through that situation where we've interviewed for a job and maybe we didn't get the job, but usually, the best recommendation is that after you've interviewed and you didn't get the job, you still learn. You learn from what you could have done differently or better. However, as was said earlier, you will have an industry certified certificate, a certificate from Hart and a certificate recognized by the industry. And if you successfully complete this bootcamp and also get the certificates in the specialized track, you really stand a very high chance of being selected for entry level roles. I don't know if you want to add anything there, anyone? No?
No, I think that's fantastic. You know, I think one of the biggest benefits that you get is that you get the skill, right? Like, that's the currency, you know, you have that skill. You're now job ready. You can enter the working world with confidence to kind of seize opportunities as they come. There are a lot of opportunities, but not all of us are ready. And so, Marjorie, what I love about this is that you're equipped. I mean, I always tell a good tradesman, they have their tools ready to do the job. So when the job comes, they can deliver, right? So you're in high school, you're leaving high school within a year. You're starting looking at different skills, right? You probably look at, you know, I know a lot of high schoolers too, Marjorie, I must tell you, that they come to me and they said, you know, Ricardo, I can do this and I have that skill. You know, can you give me a job part-time or in the summer or weekend? So, you know, if I don't have that, or if you don't have that skill, you can't shop to me, right? So I think in addition to this certificate that is recognized, I think one of the biggest assets is that you have that skill that is now a currency that you can use now to pretty much either get an internship or get payment for your skill.
You know, Ricardo, go ahead, Conrad.
Yes, I just want to chime in on the fact that you are given an industry certification, it's also one of the positive of the bootcamp. And also the fact that you would have developed all of these skills. Even if you are not employed within the industry, these skills are going to be transferable to other industries and to other professions that you are going to be pursuing. So either way, the benefits far outweigh the time that you would have spent to get involved in the process.
Absolutely.
So the certification, the experience, all of those are additional benefits to you as an individual. So yeah. I would say to you, go for it.
You win whichever way, whichever angle you look at it. It's a win-win situation. And you know, Ricardo, when you mentioned that you know a few high school students, quite a few of them, and they're asking about, you know, job opportunities and how to use their skills. And it reminds me that one of the tools that we recently launched was the Career Pathway Framework with exactly this in mind to support students. Remember, you know, we understand that not everybody understands the global services sector. It's complex, it's fast moving, it's dynamic. But what we did was we outlined some 160 job roles across four pathways: business process outsourcing, you know, information technology outsourcing, knowledge process outsourcing, and digital media services. And we're saying, go on to the mygsscareerpathway.gov.jm and look, register. You're going to see the pathways. You're going to get curious. Suppose you think you know everything about BPO, and then when you open it and see all the different additional roles, and it's not just a call center agent, or you're going to KPO and you're seeing everything we're talking about from accounting and financial services, you know, to operational management. And let's say you think you're a good fit. What we have done, you know, Ricardo and Conrad, is we've put a self-assessment there. And that self-assessment through a RISEC allows one to see just which direction that self-assessment is pointing you to. You may think you're good for KPO, but it might say, you know what? You have some strengths in ITO. And on top of that, we have also included a career advisory service feature where you can real time connect with a career advisor who can give you tips. I mean, so far we have some 569 persons registered on the Career Pathway Framework, and we're finding that a lot of the questions are around, you know, how you manage with entry level jobs, you know, how to strengthen the CVs, the resumes, you know, and questions along those lines. But you can access this career advisor who will be happy to try to respond to your questions, and you can access that career advisor as many times as you wish.
Marjorie, this is fantastic. And, you know, this is what gets me excited, you know, like, you know, I almost want to go back and look at that.
You know, you had these tools, right, when we were in high school.
And I was, listen, I tell you, man, and for students, parents, anybody looking at this, get someone who you know between the ages of 16 and 20 to sign up, because this is big, right? CareersUnlocked.org. You know, one of the things that we're doing, Marjorie, that I love is the Career Pathway Framework. We're allowing students to rack up points and badges just by engaging with the Career Pathway Framework, awesome. Right? So what we mean by that is that the more you actually expound on your creativity or curiosity by looking in the pathway and seeing careers that you may like and delving even deeper to see, you know, what does it take for me to even get to this level or that level, you know, and you see something of interest and so on. We're giving you points and badges to do just that, and that lends itself now to you you know, kind of getting rewarded at the end of the program for just doing these things. So you're being rewarded from you just being curious and looking and delving deep. I must tell you something, Marjorie. I studied actuarial sciences at university, okay? In high school, I knew nothing about actuarial sciences. The only thing you knew about was the doctor, the teacher, and so on. And from time to time, somebody would come in and tell you about this career that you probably hear about. You follow?
Yes.
But when I went to university, they told me that, boy, you know, Ricardo, you needed to have done these subjects, or you needed to have done this or that in order to do the actuarial science. The point I'm making is that had I known before where I was going, I could have prepared.
Right.
And so what we're saying is that now we are bringing that to you and simplifying that for you as a high schooler. Can you imagine as a fourth, fifth former, you're gearing up to even do your subjects and you want to see what areas I should kind of focus on? Then you have this career pathway that you can see exactly where I want to go and so on. So it's truly amazing. I'm excited about this. And again, we're coming to high school near you so that you can get signed up. Go to careersunlocked.org. You need to get signed up. You need to check out the career pathway framework, and you need to explore some of these careers that you can be a part of.
No, absolutely, Ricardo, and it's awesome that you're offering the points. Conrad, what would you say, because this is not just for students, we're talking guidance counselors, we're talking principals, you know that the GSS has many new emerging roles that sometimes persons do not even realize such roles exist. What would you say?
I am saying to our guidance counselors or career advisors, also get involved. Provide the sensitization to yourself about the GSS projects, the GSA pathway. Provide the sensitization to your students, because in the long run, it can only help the students to develop their own career or their own pathways. They can also explore the various other careers, and it also build their knowledge. You know, one of the major thing that really is very important to me is the opportunity that the students have to get as much information as possible on these careers so they can make more informed decisions as is related to their careers. So absolutely. I am imploring the guidance counselors, the principals, the vice principals, the persons who are responsible for the academic vice principals of schools to get involved in the process so that they can provide relevant guidance to their students and help to steer them into the right careers. Because as Ricardo indicated, our initiation to career is far different. No, it's
all right. Wait, I don't know what we lost Conrad just for a second, but maybe we could take another question quickly. I know we need to wrap up, but I would be happy to take another question if there is one. Okay, here it is. What do you consider to be some key work-ready skills for students to learn and have? I'm going to throw that on to you, Ricardo.
Listen. A student right now in high school, you must know how to use those digital skills, right? We're not talking about the Microsoft Word. We're not talking just about the Excel and using how to manipulate Excel. Those are great, but I want you to understand the world has made those basic skills that you need to have now, right? If you really want to be cutting edge and above that, I want you to learn how to create digital publishing, those kind of things, those tools, the Canva and all of that. Those are great. The Photoshop and so on, those are great. But it's nice to be able to kind of create and publish digital things, right? So Microsoft, the Excel, those are some basic ones. You want to get a little advanced now, right? You want the Canva, You want the desktop publishing tools such as the Adobe Photoshop, the Adobe InDesign, After Effects, so that you can really, truly create awesome experiences online. I think that those are, that's one set of things. The second set of skills, work-ready skills that I think would really set you apart now, right? And I'm not talking about any industry that you go to. You know, you want to have an edge? This is how you get an edge, right? You need to know how to do what we call digital marketing, right? How to get yourself out there, how to essentially create things that can pretty much get people aware of what you're doing. The social media is included. There's a lot of things about paid search and paid advertisement. There's a lot of science to that. I think that is really, really good for you to have. These are some IT skills that will set you apart from a lot of persons. And I can tell you now, people in the industry, they're looking at this and saying, yeah, that makes sense, right? Another thing that I want people to look at, right? Now, this is maybe a little, you know, a little higher, more advanced. So, you can pick this one depending on you if you like math. You have what's called data science, right? Just the ability to manipulate data, no matter which industry you're in, okay? You're faced with a lot of data. You want to be able to analyze that data, look at the data, and tell things about the data, right? Information you're sharing on the data, right? So this is data scientist. So these are some skills that I think are truly important, that no matter what industry you land in, they will help you to get going. But the one skill I would say, that the mother of all skills, right, is just having a growth mindset, okay? No matter where you land, what you're doing, the ability to just think about what you want to do, go after it, and just get it. That sort of mindset will take you places, right? And this is why I'm saying that the job readiness curriculum doesn't only appeal to those functional skills that you need, but also your mindset that you need to approach a job with, to say that even if you don't know how to do it, you at least commit to ensuring that you know how to do it so that you can be functional at your work, because sometimes it starts with the mindset. So that growth mindset is very important. So those are some skills I would leave with you, Marjorie. What about you?
Right. I want to touch on soft skills, but Conrad, I need you to also talk about real quickly our lifelong learning skills. So soft skills is something that's usually underrated, but our young people, we need you to understand your ability to talk to persons, to be patient with persons, to work within teams, to handle difficult persons. Sometimes you know how it is, you go somewhere and you encounter somebody who is maybe a little bit gruff with you or so. How do you respond? How do you diffuse that situation? How do you talk respectfully to each other, right? And those soft skills become very important, because as we, in this world of work, you know, we're dealing with what we call cross-functional teams and global teams, you're going to meet persons from all sorts of walks of life, all sorts of personalities. It's very important for you to have those soft skills, those people skills. Yeah. And Conrad, to you on lifelong learning and any other skills you think students
right need. Yes, you the soft skills that you mentioned, remember, education is about developing the characters and the skills. And part of this process is that for the importance of lifelong learning. The skills that are exposed in the job readiness curriculum prepare you for the world of work, but it also prepare you to function in a society. And that's what lifelong learning is all about. So it allow you to function. It allow you to develop those kind of skills that are necessary. For instance, it allow you to develop those kind of even any emotional intelligence that are necessary for you to function within society. So you understand, you are able to show empathy, you are able to better be able to put yourself in the person's shoe to understand the reason for some behaviors. It also help you to show to kind of develop those kind of common courtesies that are essential to function. It allow you to function in groups, team. I mean, grouping is one of the most dynamic things, and there's always going to be difference in terms of group dynamics. And part of these processes to help you to allow you to be able to function in a group with varying differences and still function as a cohesive unit. And that's part of the process in terms of lifelong learning. You develop these skills that can take you throughout your entire life. The functional skills, the communication skills. You are able to communicate amicably with individuals. Not necessarily in terms of that, but communicate using various communication skills that you would have developed along the line. Also communicating using even your own body language it's critical that we develop that and understand the importance of the body language. We talk about, you know, in an industry where you speak with a smile, right? So you are speaking and there's a smile. So these are some of the courtesies that you develop being exposed to the curriculum. These are some of the things that are expected for you to be able to demonstrate certain levels of behavior. Patience, kindness, punctuality, all of those soft skills that are necessary. Wherever you find yourself working, you have to have that level of commitment. You're committed to time management, critical. A lot of us don't necessarily understand our ability to manage time and the importance of time in getting things done. So all of these skills is a part of a bigger picture and a broader spectrum of things that you develop within the exposure. And as a result of that, it prepares you to function in a society more amicable. And as a result of that, for you would have developed all of these lifelong skills that are necessary for you to survive in a global environment. And globally meaning that you can be here and you are employed elsewhere. So you have to be able to develop these kind of skills so that you are able to function, that you know. Time difference is important. So you might be here now and it's probably 1 o'clock here, but it could be early morning somewhere else. And that kind of commitment that is necessary. So it allows you that level of flexibility. It allows you to develop those kind of skills that are necessary. It allows you to develop those, especially those communication skills, these 21st century skills that are necessary for you to be able to function. You need to be able to think critically. You need to be able to communicate with persons. You need to be able to collaborate, work together as group. And all of these 21st century skills are necessary and a part of the lifelong learning.
Great. Very good advice from both of you gentlemen. Thank you. Well, we're almost out of time. You know, the hashtag lifelong learning is something, if you don't have a growth mindset, you know, if you're not committed to constantly upskilling yourself, reskilling, especially in an industry like the global services sector, where skills become obsolete after, say, 8 months, 12 months, you know, new skills are emerging globally all the time. And as Conrad mentioned, we're now working in a kind of global market where you can be working for other countries, different time zones. So these are all things that we want you to be mindful of. You know, the GSS project is committed to helping and equipping upper level students for the world of work. We constantly are looking for tools, looking at ways that we can address the skills gap, not to just for the industries, but so that you can become a more empowered, enabled individual, that you can have confidence in terms of what you bring to the table, and that you're proactive in preparing yourself for the skills that are needed. I'm going to ask my guests for their final thoughts before I wrap up the program. Ricardo, any final thoughts on our Careers Unlocked discussion? Anything you'd like to share with our young people today?
Yeah, man, say yes to Careers Unlocked. I mean, we want you to get online, get on now, register. It's www.careersunlocked.org. We need you to get online, register so that you can secure your spot to be a part of Careers Unlocked. It's going to be amazing, Marjorie, and that's the truth, right? And we want these students to come on, get certified, get those skills so that you can be employable, you can get those jobs, you can get the reward, and get going. Spaces are limited. Get on there now. We'll be coming to a school near you, but get on it. Go online and do it right now.
Thank you, Ricardo. Conrad, any final thoughts?
Go on board. Get on board. Register as soon as possible. As Ricardo had indicated, this timing is spaces is limited, but overall, teachers, students, parents, school administration, this is an opportunity for our students. This is an opportunity for us to do what we promise that we'll do for our students. We'll guide them to make very good decisions. We'll guide them to ensure that we develop within the skills and competence that are necessary for them to function. This is an opportunity for us to all work towards making Jamaica a better place. This is our opportunity also to contribute to our 2030 vision, of making, preparing our individual to transition into the world of work so that Jamaica can become the place to live, work, and raise our families. Let's all get on board and ensure that our students benefit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win situation for all stakeholders involved. The students themselves will ensure that they would have participated, they would have learned, they would have played, they would have had fun, and at the end of the day, they would have been certified. Their interaction with industry is the icing on the cake for this. So get involved, get on board, register as soon as possible.
Thank you, thank you. Well said. So to my audience, you've heard it. You've heard it from our partners. The partners, along with the GSS project, remain committed, right, to upskilling and reskilling our workforce for the global services sector. And so encourage you, share this podcast with your family members, with friends, so they can hear firsthand all the benefits of not just participating in the Careers Unlocked program, say yes to Careers Unlocked, but also, you know, to register on the career pathway, my GSS career pathway framework. Register on that and learn more about the roles firsthand. We are the ones who are responsible for our own education, for our own skilling, upskilling. Take charge of the process and act now on these recommendations. Follow us on our social media platform. You have them, LinkedIn and Facebook, Global Services Sector Jamaica, Instagram, IG at, you know, GSS Jamaica, and Twitter at GSS Jamaica 1. If you have any questions or feedback on our podcast, please send us emails at communications_GSS@jamprocorp.com. And don't forget to tell us what topic you'd like us to discuss in our upcoming podcast. I want to thank my guest again, Ricardo Allen, Conrad Valentine. Really a pleasure working with you on this very dynamic and transformative initiative, Careers Unlocked. Looking forward to hearing all the success stories. Thanks so much for being a part of this discussion. Wishing you a good rest of the day. Thank you to the audience for listening in as well.
Thanks for having us. Have a good one.